Whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called bhakti yoga, or transcendental loving service to the Lord. And what is called knowledge becomes a concomitant factor. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The general and popular notion is that by discharging fruitive work in terms of the direction of the scriptures, one becomes perfectly able to acquire transcendental knowledge for spiritual realization. Bhakti yoga is considered by some to be another form of karma. But factually, bhakti yoga is above both karma and gyan. Bhakti yoga is independent of gyan or karma. On the other hand, gyan and karma are dependent on bhakti yoga. This kriya yoga, or karma yoga, as recommended by Sri Narada to Vyas, is specifically recommended because the principle is to satisfy the Lord. The Lord does not want his sons, the living beings, to suffer the threefold miseries of life. He desires that all of them come to him and live with him. But going back to Godhead means that one must purify himself from material infections. When work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from material affection. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is dependent on karma or work done on behalf of the Lord. Other knowledge, being devoid of bhakti yoga or the satisfaction of the Lord, cannot lead one back to the kingdom of God, which means it cannot even offer salvation, as already explained in the connection with the stanza, Naiskarmyam api achuta bhava varjitam. The conclusion is that a devotee engaged in the unalloyed service of the Lord, specifically in hearing and chanting of his transcendental glories, becomes simultaneously spiritually enlightened by the divine grace, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.